Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, which is just fucking perfect. It's also the 25th day of October 2022, and it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. Just, I'm fucking sizzling. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 51 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's dry and cold, just dry and cold. The fucking same nasty fucking shit. They have destroyed our fucking goddamn planet. They have destroyed the fucking weather. They have destroyed every fucking thing they've ever fucking touched, and they've done it deliberately because in the end they want to destroy us. And the only way to destroy us is to destroy the earth that gives us life. All right, guys. Yeah, let's see what we're going to look at here. We're not going to look at you, you son of a bitch. Here it is. Gun control measure draws concern among law enforcement. You better get some fucking concern. You motherfuckers are getting ready to get blown out of this goddamn country. Get ready! Because it's going to happen. We'll be on this as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go. You don't have long to go. Remember me. Remember me. Cause I'm the one made you see. Remember me.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm going to try and stay cool so I don't, keep... cough because I'm fucking screaming, but man, if this doesn't put you at the point to you jacking a fucking round in your gun and you're ready to fucking shoot and you're going to shoot, you are a fucking coward and you're no goddamn American. This is gun control measure draws concern among law enforcement. Fuck you. There is no such thing as law enforcement in this goddamn country. You're a goddamn pack of fucking international corporate fucking thugs. That's all. And every one of you is going to die. Get used to the fucking idea. You step up to this shit here, your bullets are going to fly. It's from Yahoo News. Officials in local enforcement and criminal justice have expressed concern about a ballot measure in November that would toughen restrictions around the sale, style, and use of firearms in Oregon. You want to bet? You do this, mother. Do it. Fucking, it's time, man. It's way, I fucking have been saying this for a long time. We're years behind. It's time for the lead to fucking fly. It's time to wipe you motherfuckers off this planet. Measure 114 would require a permit from law enforcement, safety training, and a background check before a purchase. It would also ban ammunition magazines with more than 10 rounds. Well, what's wrong with that? You can't do it. That's what it is, you son of a bitch. The fucking second article is quite clear. Shall not be infringed fucking period. There's nothing after that period. And that is a right. Now, they're trying to act like these ain't rights. This is a right. You, in the first place, we're not supposed to be paying for no fucking background check or permission from any fucking government, any motherfucking entity, any son of a bitch to exercise our individual right to own and bear arms. A right is not conditional. A right is absolute. I don't need your permission, and I sure fucking ain't gonna pay you to exercise my right. I'm gonna exercise it all over your fucking ass. The measure is intended to reduce, oh, I love, I don't give a fuck what you're, I don't care if you're intending on going to the fucking moon. I don't care if you're intending on going around the goddamn planet. Fuck you, you can't do it. It's a, what you are doing is committing high treason and sedition against the fucking people of the United States of these Americas. The free sovereign nationals are going to wipe your fucking ass out. We're going to enforce our fucking law like we did at fucking Concord. Get ready for it, son of a bitch. And it ain't gonna be no fucking, well, there's gonna be a constitution. The Constitution don't give us our rights, motherfucker. Our rights are fucking come from the barrel of the gun, and you're about to fucking learn that the hard fucking way. And it ain't gonna be just, well, we stopped it. No. You're getting your asses fucking, you're going into goddamn ground for fucking sedition, for fucking thinking you can try some shit like this against the goddamn highest law in this fucking land. The measure is intended to reduce gun violence. Well, you're about ready to fucking induce gun violence. You're about ready to induce the gun violence like it's never been seen in this country since the fucking goddamn Civil War. You got it, you motherfuckers? Violence and mass shootings, and make it harder for shooters to inflict so much carnage. Go suck my ass, you fucking... I've seen these ads, going through the things, these ads for these... For these 50 fucking women that are running for fucking goddamn governor of the fucking state, like they got some kind of fucking goddamn, women, see, that's like the old lady from Romania. She told us, yeah, you're gonna think you got power. It's got power you don't want. You're gonna be running from that fucking power and you ain't gonna be able to run fast enough, motherfucker. And the one fucking man standing up there, that faggot cock-sucking piece of shit, you better get your goddamn running shoes on too, you son of a bitch. Or you better get you a goddamn gun and get ready to fucking fight us. You ain't taking no fucking rights from we the people. Supporters also point to the measure's ability to pause the purchase process. Fuck you. You have no authority to do it, yet it's an infringement. You do it, you die. You're through fucking with the second article. You're through fucking with the whole fucking goddamn of the law of December 15, 1791, which is unalienable and is the jurisdictional authority of each individual American national. It's fucking mine, you bastard. You will go through me and fucking me and every other son of a bitch like me who will not have some fucking little sleazy, slimy, communist, fucking pissant fucking think they can take our fucking shit from us. Give it a go. Pause and purchase process. They argue could prevent people in an impulse mood from taking their own or other people's lives. I don't give a fuck what it does. I do not give a month's fuck if it makes the goddamn earth fucking goddamn all brand new again in one fucking stroke. You can't do it. You do not have the jurisdictional authority, and to even suggest this is high treason. High treason, and we don't got, hey, when you fucking step up with a declaration of war like this against the people, it's fucking time for bullets to fly. There'll be no goddamn trials until the goddamn bullets quit flying, and we reinstate the fucking courts. You fucking cocksuckers have stepped over the fucking line. Measure 114 will prevent suicides by eliminating impulse. Oh, fucking bullshit. You're going to take down all the tall fucking goddamn bridges? You're going to take all the goddamn ovens out of the fucking houses every other fucking... Fuck you! See, this is what they want you to argue on this. They want you to argue, well, they could kill themselves jumping off... I don't really give a fuck how they kill themselves. I don't give a shit. Don't you fucking come near that goddamn second article or you will be shot. You fucking try to violate that son of a bitch, you will be fucking shot down like a goddamn dog. I don't give a fuck if you're a woman, a man, or anything else in the fucking tween. You got it, you cocksuckers.
Well, hell, Henry, if they were so concerned about our lives and people committing suicide, let me ask you this, brother. Why in the hell do they poison our water, our air, and our food? Get the hell out of here, you communist pieces of crap. Y'all have, I mean, you want to play this, they want to play this fucking gun control like they, oh, we're concerned about lives.
Mm-hmm.
You're so concerned going around the world killing innocent people and taking their natural resources. Why are y'all poisoning us every day to throw our food, our water, and your fucking chemtrails? Go to hell. Try.
You're goddamn right. And the bottom line here is it don't fucking matter. This is 1 + 1 = 2. Well, you fucking go try to fuck with our guns like this. You try to fuck with us like this. You fucking get shot to death, you son of a bitch, because you are fucking committing treason and fucking sedition against the will of the fucking people and against the highest law in this fucking land. Unalienable law put here by the people. By the people's representatives elected by the people, not like that phony fucking constitution. And quick, don't you can stop calling my goddamn, you know, we need to separate our fucking Bill of Rights from that constitution, people. Pull it away from it. Take it off that son of a bitch. Move it away and flush that fucking constitution down the toilet and get ready to kill some fucking traitors. These are fucking traitors by definition of the fucking law. These motherfuckers have committed treason and sedition against we the fucking people even suggesting this shit. And like I said, it's a pack of fucking women. You women better get your goddamn guns, or you motherfuckers that are going to back their mouths, you better get your goddamn guns and get ready to do it, because you're going to have to fucking do it. We're going to put you to the fucking task, motherfucker. And when that jungle bus opens, you're going to wish the fuck you hadn't fucking got involved in this shit. Where were we here? Measure 114 will prevent suicides and eliminate impulse and immediate gun purchases. Fuck you. I don't care what your goddamn excuse is. You have no authority. That's your problem. You have no authority. You can say, well, this would make the goddamn sunshine come out of everybody's ass all at once. I don't give a fuck. You don't have the authority to do it. You are violating the law to even talk about it. You are committing high crimes and misdemeanors. You are declaring war on we the people. And we will meet your fucking challenge with fucking lead and everything else we got to throw at your fucking asses. So if you want to die, just go ahead and give this shit a go. Purchases. Carol Manstrom. Why don't you get the fuck out of my goddamn state, you fucking communist whore? Carol Manstrom, a retired police officer. Fuck you, you fucking cunts. You're going to find out what the goddamn police officer shit is when the people are busting loose and they don't give a fuck to shoot a woman. You're going to find out what it's like to see what full-blown fucking war looks like. And see if anybody, it's a woman. Boom! Good. That was one of the fuckers that started this shit. Police officer whose son committed suicide by firearm said at recent panel supporters, what the fuck? So your kid committed suicide? What the fuck's that got to do with anybody else in this goddamn country, huh? Nothing. That's your fucking problem, bitch. If I had an old lady like you, I'd probably blow my fucking brains out, too. And it'd be my right to do it, and it'd be my right to do it with my fucking pistol if I want to. It belongs to me, and you can't touch it. You come fucking with our firearms, you fucking die. Law enforcement leaders worry about the measure's potential costs, including the staffing capacity. You see, if you want to go talk about staffing, fuck you, don't worry about the staffing capacity. You better get some son of a bitches up front with some fucking guns if you're going to try this fucking shit, and a lot of fucking guns. Because once this breaks loose, man, you're going to, once that fucking goddamn dike breaks, you guys are going to go, oh, fuck. And it's going to come down on you like the goddamn worth of God, and you're going to be wiped out of this fucking country. You're going to be captured. You're the ones that get captured are the ones that's going to fucking better be worrying. When we get our goddamn hands on you, you fucking treasonous, dog shit eating cocksuckers, you are going to fucking pay the full fucking measure. We will sit there and decide how we fucking deal with you, because we ain't signed on to that goddamn Geneva Convention. We will deal with you in the harshest manner you can fucking believe. Potential costs.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Hey, you see the emotional twist they try to put in. Well, his son killed himself with a gun. Let me ask these assholes this. Okay, when people slit their wrists or slit their throats, you gonna take away all the knives? Or when people drink poison and kill themselves? I mean, this. Any way they can try to get our second article, they try to always manipulate us through emotion.
Yeah, see, that's what they want us to come back. That's what they want us to get. Oh, well, we'll come back. But that's the argument they want us to come back with. The bottom line is they can't touch our fucking guns. They, neither the state nor the federal government has a fucking the authority to fucking touch our fucking guns. That's we. That's the only argument you're going to get. That is that and fucking gunfire, motherfuckers. And that's what they got to understand. We're not going to argue this bullshit that you've put on the goddamn piece of paper. We are going to blow your fucking heads off until you are gone. We're going to put as many of you in the fucking ground as necessary, and we are going to reinstate that fucking Bill of Rights, and you're going to obey the fucking law or die. He worries that his office would need to add, oh God, here we go. Employees, and we're getting in some money here, people. Something else to argue about. No, you ain't gonna do this. You do this, you fucking, you're at war. You're gonna have a shooting fucking war. I'm gonna shoot bullets at you, and you're gonna shoot bullets at me, and whoever's left in the end, that's gonna be the winner, and that's gonna be my fucking people, and you fucking know it. You know how many guns are in this goddamn country, and you know how fed up we are, you motherfucking communist scum. He worries that his office would need to add an employee to handle the volume of permit requests. Oh, I'm sure you are. Yeah, you want to hear what a fucking permit request sounds like? Boom! That's just what it's going to sound like, you son of a bitch. So you better get somebody with some fucking goddamn ear protection, huh? They ain't going to save the rest of their fucking head, but hey. The fees, here we go, people. You cannot have a fee on a fucking right. You cannot be charged for fucking exercising a right. You don't need no one's permission to exercise a right. But here we go. Here's these fucking communists. I mean, they're stepping up like they're... I seen this little cocksucker, this man. I'm fucking on one of the things. I would fucking slap him to death with my fucking left hand. Slap him down on the fucking ground and stomp on his. And then he got a couple of kids sitting around him and stuff like that. Fuck you. I don't care, buddy. I don't care if 100 people are fucking killed right fucking now. Anywhere in this country. I don't care if 10,000 are. You come for my gun, you get bullets, motherfucker. The fee, $65 to apply for permission. You're going to go pay him $65? No, I'm not. I'm going to give you about 60. Well, way the rounds are going, I'll have to spread that $65 out, but I plan to get a bunch of you motherfuckers for 65 whole fucking dollars. $65 to apply for a permit, $50 to renew would not, cover the cost, he said. See, they're wanting to get you off talking about, well, this is just outrageous, we have to pay. No, you ain't getting nothing. All you're getting is bullets, motherfucker. That's all you're supposed to get. And that's all you're gonna get. You're getting killed. We're getting killed, and you're getting killed, and more of you's going to get killed, and we're going to get killed, because we got more than just fucking guns waiting on your ass. You try this motherfucking commie shit, you cocksuckers. In addition, from an equity perspective, fucking listen to this shit. They're trying to see, they throw this fucking outrage at you that they cannot do, that, I mean, is a blatant fucking act of treason, high treason, the highest fucking treason you can commit. And then they start throwing these little things that it's going to cost $50. Fuck you! You're getting bullets! This is about my bullets and your bullets. That's all this is about. I don't want to hear about fucking money. And you don't, I mean, you ain't going to be hearing about money. You're going to be hearing fucking bullets going through your fucking head, you stupid son of a bitch. That's what this is about. This is about a war. This is about killing and being killed. You think you've seen some goddamn blood? You ain't seen nothing yet. In addition, from an equity perspective, it's a barrier to people with lower income. Oh, this is why we shouldn't do it. This should be our argument against it. Because it's a lower people with less money can't afford to buy their goddamn absolute rights that you can't sell. You don't pay for a fucking right, or it ain't a right. You don't have to ask nobody's permission to exercise a fucking right, or it ain't a right. And that's what they're trying to get past you here with this fucking bullshit part of this article. You come and do, you come, you motherfuckers. You come to fucking fight. That's what you better come to do. You come to fucking try to, well, get $50 or $65 fucking dollars, and that's your fucking aim. You're going to be dead, laying there with a fucking goddamn bullet hole through your head because you came to a fucking gunfight with a goddamn ledger. Give it, you fucking come for our guns, you fucking die. That's it, plain and simple. Your ass is shot. You're going to die. How many of you want to die? Line up. Let's do it. In addition, from an equity perspective, it's a barrier to people with lower incomes from legally possessing firearms. No, it ain't. This is a goddamn fucking, this is an act of high fucking treason. This isn't a goddamn barrier for nobody. What you are doing is against the fucking highest law in this fucking land, and it's punishable by death, by a bullet right through your head. You come at us to take our guns, we fucking slaughter you. You got it, you cocksuckers? Legally possessing a firearm, Phillips said. It just adds more expense. You know, there ain't no goddamn expense. The goddamn... let me find that. Give me just a sec here, guys. Mr. Koch. Let's listen to Mr. Koch. This is what you better remember, son of a bitch, because this is what you're walking into. You're not walking into an argument about fucking money. You're not walking into an argument about goddamn people committing suicide. You are walking into a goddamn battlefield. You got that, son of a bitch? The bullets are going to be coming right away. I'm going to be trying to blow your fucking head off. You're going to be trying to blow my head off. And there's more of me than there ever was of you. We will fucking destroy every fucking one of you. And every one of you little pissant in the suits, you pig bitches I see on TV, that little prick cocksucker I see on TV, you fucking think you're just going to mosey on off to the side. Oh, yeah, I wish it was something we wanted to try. Yeah, well, you boom! You're in the middle of a goddamn battle, you stupid son of a bitch. You started a goddamn war, and now you're going to have to live through it or die through it. Tench Koch, Koch on the second article. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. They're sort of every other terrible implement of the soldier or the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. But where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people, and those fucking guns are going to be blazing, motherfuckers. As civil rulers, not having their duty or being fucking... These aren't even civil rulers. These are goddamn outside invaders. Are trying to fucking take over our fucking country and fucking subjugate us and make goddamn slaves of us. As they are trying to do that, may attempt to tyrannize, that would be tyranny to the max. And as the military forces, which must occasionally be raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. The militia! That's me and you, people. Each and every one of you out there with a pair of fucking balls who are not going to be a fucking slave. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. No, we will slaughter them to a fucking man. You go along with this, you fucking die. You go along with this, you fucking die. I'm one man that will be fucking firing rounds in your fucking direction. Get that through your fucking head. Whenever you want to fucking give it a go. Excuse me. Where were we here? Equity. Oh, yeah, talking. Now you're talking. Fuck you. You fucking nobody. The story of Police Chief Stacy Kelly shared similar concerns about additional strain on departments and would find themselves in charge of processing permit applications. No, you're not. You're not going to do none of this shit. You start to commence to do this, you get shot dead. Right where you are. I don't care if you got a gun in your hand or not. You make this move, you fucking die. It's on. The bullets, the fucking shooting war is on. I think the intentions were probably good. Fuck you. You fucking little, you know, you just bought yourself a fucking bullet, bitch. We know the side of the line you're standing on. But as with most things, there is the unintended consequences that have that we have to worry about. That's what you better be worried. You know what's going to happen. Unintended consequences. You're about to see some fucking rivers of fucking blood, you motherfuckers. You're about to see what a fucking shooting war looks like. Ron Louie, a police chief who teaches criminal justice in the first place. You're a fucking fraud. You're a part of a fraudulent fucking occupation. You're fucking already fucking, you got a rope waiting on you already, you son of a bitch. So what the fuck you got to say today? Because like I said, don't tell us what you're going to do, because what you're doing is you're coming to war. You're coming to face guns, and the people are going to be facing you. And we're going to mow your fucking ass down like we did at Concord. Supporters the measure from a public safety standpoint. Fuck you. How safe is it going to be when goddamn this whole goddamn country's shooting at one another? You think that's going to be safe? Because that's what you're talking. You're not talking about nothing else here. Don't listen to none of the rest of this shit, people. It's straight up fucking goddamn warfare. Bullet for bullet. He acknowledged that it would require an investment from investment. Fuck you. We're not going to play these games. I don't care. There ain't going to be no investment. The only investment's going to be your goddamn life. Bring your life up here and see if it's worth trying to take my fucking gun over, you son of a bitch. Because I ain't giving it up. I'm going to try and kill you. It's called war. As a retired police chief, I wouldn't want to be hit with a mandate. Listen to this shit. As a retired police chief, you fucking punk bitch, homosexual fucking little punk whore. As a fucking retired police chief, you're nothing. You're a fucking criminal. You could never be a police chief because there was never a fucking authority for there to be any kind of policing power by the government over the fucking people, and you know it. And I'm not going to argue that any further either. Just come on and fucking do it, you son of a bitch. You've run your fucking mouth, now step up and do it. Fuck you. Funding to assist me. All I need some money. See, and that's all that stuff right there. And then guys, you fucking know. You know what you're about to walk into. A fucking wall of fucking lead. Fucking big as this goddamn country. 390 square miles of fucking pure fucking hell is what you're getting ready to walk into. And there ain't going to be no talking about no, oh, you should, $65 or something like this. I'm a cop. Yeah, you'll burn that fucking outfit's what you'll do, you son of a bitch. And then you'll try to get out of this goddamn country. Because when these goddamn guns break loose, it ain't going to be no place nobody wants to fucking be. I guarantee it. Shit. Kelly also wondered about the police rolling firearms. Say, you act like you've already got this, bitch. You act like you've already got this, and you're just kind of trying to... No, you're not. You're trying to fucking put some fucking lipstick on a fucking pig that pig just spit off and fucking ripped a fucking round into a goddamn AR-15 and busted you in the fucking head with a bullet. This ain't going to be no negotiating. There ain't going to be no fucking arguing about it. It's just going to be fucking shooting. If officers provide the training and sign off on an application, no, you're not, you don't sign off on nothing from me, you motherfucker. My second article right is abso-fucking-lute. I don't need your permission to exercise it. I don't need your permission to fucking go get a gun. I don't need your permission to have a gun. I don't need your permission to use that gun to enforce the fucking law that you are trying to fucking walk all over, you communist cocksucker. I'll blow your fucking communist head right off your fucking shoulders. My brother was in Vietnam, 82nd Airborne. He killed communists for a living. He got paid for it. They didn't kill nearly enough, but we're fixing to. You're going to get wiped the fuck off this planet. We're sick of you. Competence, and the new gun owner then goes out and commits an atrocity with the gun. Would the police department see this? Is what they're trying to play? They're trying to this question. Fuck you! Ain't this is a proposal? This is a fucking proposal, people. And they know that they're going to fucking be, there is no goddamn fucking elections in this goddamn country. This is a fucking occupation. And they know they're just going to push this motherfucker through. And then get the fucking enforcing it. Let's have, well, you want what, I want to see what that fucking wall of fucking lead looks like when it comes to life. I want to see what this jungle looks like when it busts open. And all your fucking little faggy ass talk here ain't doing nothing for me, boys. How is that going to work? The city of Astoria getting sued because someone did something really bad with a firearm. Yes, irrelevant. All of this is completely irrelevant. The only irrelevant thing is you think you're going to fucking do fucking fuck with our guns, and you're going to get, what happened is you're going to have a fuck, you're starting a fucking war, and we're going to finish it, and we're not going to finish it in a nice fucking way. You're going to, I guarantee you, nobody will ever try it again. John Hamill and the Deschutes County District Attorney who supports the measure. Of course you do, you faggot cocksucker. We got your name down here. That'd be, if we see you in the battlefield, that boom, you're shot anyway. And if you don't, well, we're going to hang your ass for fucking goddamn treason and sedition against the fucking jurisdictional authority of we the people under the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, you fucking treasonous dog shit eating motherfucker. You're going to pay with your life. You're through just fucking killing people and fucking with people. It's time for the fucking big game. Said police departments would not necessarily have to teach the course, just certify them. Oh, now they're talking about how you can make some bucks at this, people. Now they're going to come down here. Oh, this is a good idea. I mean, this is insanity. This is how fucking goofy a communist can get. This is how, remember I talked about how dumb those fucking Chinamen were? This is how fucking dumb they were. They were dumb enough to fucking believe that something like this could happen in a country with fucking 2 billion guns they know about and fucking arsenals they don't even know about and other fucking goddamn, okay, fuck you, try it. I want this done. I want it done before, if I die, I die. I die knowing my people are going to snuff your fucking asses out, and they ain't going to be nice about it either. Catstop County District Attorney Ron Brown worries that the measure gives law enforcement the permit agent the power to decide whether the applicant is mentally fit to fuck you. Now, none of this matters. You think you can come get them fucking guns, you get the fuck on it, motherfucker. Line your boys up and let's fucking do some shooting. Let's see whose figures, what they're fighting for is worth dying for. Because what you're doing is you're breaking the fucking law. You are the lowest fucking slime of criminal to ever exist in this fucking country. You are prima facie fucking guilty of fucking goddamn high treason. To even talk about this is goddamn treason. And to say, act like you have some kind of fucking authority, you do not. I don't pay to goddamn exercise my rights. And you come to fuck with them, I'll blow your fucking head off. The measure asks law enforcement to determine whether the applicant has been or is reasonably likely to be a danger. Now, fuck you, I don't care. It doesn't fucking matter. You're already in violation of the law with your 1968 Gun Control Act and your 1933 Gun Control Act. You're already dead. Just make the fucking move to come and fucking try to do it. See if we'll pull those fucking triggers. That's all you gotta do, boys. That's how you get, if you want your one world order, you better get on it. This standard, Brown pointed out, is similar to that used in civil commitments. Listen to this shit. You can't touch our law. You can't get into it. The only way you can be a part of that is to get out of the goddamn fiduciary and go in as a fucking individual in your individual capacity, and that ain't what you're talking about here. You're talking about, come on, bring that fucking wall of guns. We'll bring a wall of guns. Let's see this. We'll see some real fucking killing going on. We'll see if after the first fucking day the people think it was all fucking worth it. The Constitution, okay, here we go. Administrative agency said, Brown, who opposes the measure. The constitutionality of the measure is also unclear. Unclear? See, they want to throw shit like that. It's quite clear. Like, I ain't going to argue nothing with you. You know exactly what you're fucking doing. You know it's a fucking crime. Do it and die. That's where we're at here. We're not going to argue with you. If you don't know that this is a fucking goddamn violation of the second article, and the fucking the violations have piled up on the second article, that you fucking goddamn corporations are not going to fucking rule us, we'll kill every goddamn one of you. Last year, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a California law, the Ninth Circuit Court of fucking Communists. Like, I give a fuck. Again, this don't matter, people. Hey, you know what, Court of Appeals? It don't fucking matter. I don't give a fuck what you wrote down. Come and do it. See what you run into, you son of a bitch, because that's where the rubber meets the road. California law limiting magazine capacity. The U.S. Supreme Court ordered the appeals court to take another look at the decision in the light of the high court's ruling in the New York case. You got no goddamn authority to rule on that Bill of Rights. The Ninth Article forbids it. You can't change it one goddamn iota. You cannot deny or disparage. There is no power. You can have no such power, and you know it. You fucking bunch of socialist pigs. And you motherfuckers, too. You better lift up your fucking dresses and get to running, too. Once it busts loose, it ain't going to be fucking Well, let's talk about the 65. Maybe we could drop the 65. Fuck you. Boom, 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 boom. I can hear fucking about 10,000 guns going off at fucking once. Big bore fucking rifles. Can you fucking see the goddamn wall of lead coming at your stupid asses? Give it a go! Matt Ellis, the Wasco County District Attorney who supports the measure. Well, good, we got your name down there, Matt. We got your name down there, Matt. You will fucking, if we catch you and you're captured, you will hang on the spot. Matt Ellis, the Wasco County District Attorney who supports the measure, said during the panel that as of right now, listen to this shit, there is nothing unconstitutional about 114. Well, okay, then do it. Bring it on out here and let's see if it's unconstitutional or if it gets your ass blowed away, if it gets your ass put in the fucking ground, if it gets so many, puts rivers of blood across this country. You fucking try it, bitch. Because that's what you are. You're a punk little bitch. Hire somebody else to do the fucking for them. Declaring that that's so, it's just saying that out of their own personal bias. Declaring that it's unconstitutional. So you're just your own personal bias. Yeah, I'm real biased towards what the fucking law says. And that law says shall not be infringed, period. There's no not that period. Tench Koch made it very fucking clear what that goddamn Bill of Rights fucking means. What that goddamn second article means. It means you come at it and you get war. It's not we're going to argue some more. So the people of the past were a bunch of fucking pussies who it was just easier to let you infringe a bit more and a bit more and a bit more. Well, the time has come no fucking more. Not one more fucking inch. So as of right now, the restrictions in 114 have not been deemed unconstitutional by a court. I don't give a, there is no constitution. You'd have to have a constitution to deem something unconstitutional. You have no constitution. We know there's no constitution. We know the only law on this land is that goddamn absolute, unalienable, ratified by we the people law, unalienable law. Of December 15, 1791. And that's what that, when they, you hear that roar, it'd be reported. It was a roar unlike any ever heard before. When fucking 10,000 big bore rifles all went off at the same fucking time. It was a roar that people couldn't believe. Trees fell down. You're gonna find out fucking what it means to fuck with the fucking second article of We the People. Just like your fucking forefathers did. Just like that fucking King George. Oh boy, he had everything in line. It was all right for him to do that. What gave you your goddamn freedom, you low-life, shit-sucking motherfucker? you would fucking goddamn try to fucking take away so that you could take away my goddamn freedom. You'll die, or I'll die, or we'll both die. You'll never have my freedom. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Crazy things. First you're here, then you're there. Pretty soon.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1249 Pacific Time, and of course that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire, and if the fucker ain't, I don't know what it is. It's time to fucking end this motherfucking war. They've declared it on us 100 times. They fucking swiveled up people's asses. They're worms. They fucking crawl on the fucking ground, below the ground, in fucking dead meat and fucking, they're the lowest of the fucking low, and it's time to fucking quit being punked by these cocksuckers. It's time to get rid of the son of a bitches. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program, I think we already did that. Okay. I was cussing. I mean, that's just don't jump off your mind. Some son of a bitch fucking, where's gonna go? You think you are? You know, you're coming like that goddamn King of England did. You're coming for a fucking war and you're gonna get one, you son of a bitch. You're gonna get a war like it's never been fucking fought on this goddamn planet. Like I said, you will hear 10,000 big bore rifles go off at once in this. There's gonna be phenomenons that have never happened before. Just by you fucking with us, you dumb stupid son of a bitches. And you ain't getting your goddamn fucking communism. Give it up. When we get done with it, we're taking all the fucking goddamn wealth. The Rothschilds, all you motherfuckers are hanging. The goddamn corporation, there will not be no such thing as a fucking corporation. There'll be no such thing as a fucking monarchy. We will have a free enterprise system that we were guaranteed with goddamn debt-free currency, and we will enjoy our lives. After we take back all the fuck that's been stole from us, we can take a fucking vacation if we want to. And here we go, because fucking what is it today? It's Tuesday. Well, by Tuesday, you gotta have something. You gotta be giving more money to the fucking Ukraine, don't you? To the goddamn Biden mafia over there. Fucking Biden and fucking, his son fucking Hunter. You gotta be giving them son of a bitches some billions, don't we? This is billions this time, people. We just get this set all in stone right here, man, because this is the Jewish goddamn Khazarian fucking government you're talking to here, and you're going to give every fucking thing. Take your fucking clothes off and hand them over. Or take your, maybe that's what you want my fucking guns for, to give to the fucking goddamn Bosnian, to the goddamn fucking Jews. Lawmakers looking to pass $50 billion in new Ukraine aid before next Congress. This is from Anti-War Senate by Galen Ford, discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Amid talk that it may be harder to push Ukraine aid through a Republican-controlled, oh, fuck you. I don't want to hear about this goddamn false left paradigm. It's just like that shit back there in that last article. None of it's relevant except if you want to come and try and take them fucking guns, because that's a war. You're not coming to do some goddamn political shit and try to do some maneuvering and do some slick talking and stuff. You're getting ready to get your goddamn head blowed off. The guns are going to start going off and they ain't going to fucking stop until you are gone, until the problem's gone. See, the same fucking shit here, Republican control. Get the Republicans over there and we get $2 back. House, if they win the majority in the midterms, and fuck this midterm shit, anybody that goes out and votes in that fucking election, your name, you will be hung. You're voting in what is blatantly a fucking occupation of our country by foreigners. They are fucking trying to destroy us. They are bringing in armies from outside the goddamn United States to try to kill our people. You fucking go and be a part of that and you fucking will pay. Controlled House, if they win the majority in the mainstream, in the midterms, I'm sorry. Lawmakers from both parties are considering passing a new massive spending, massive piece of legislation before newly elected members are sworn in January, this January. You fucking listen to this shit. I mean, they just fucking think they can do it. They'll do this until them guns go off. This don't stop. NBC News reported Thursday that the bipartisan idea under consideration would be to pass a bill for Ukraine aid that would cover an entire year during the lame duck period. The bill is expected to be worth roughly $50 billion, which would bring the total U.S. spending on the war to over $115 billion. What the fuck is the Ukraine to us, guys? They're sitting over there fucking cutting this goddamn cash up. They're a fucking mafia. You know what they fucking are. So we should look forward to this goddamn, this attempt at our guns. At least when them motherfuckers start going off, they ain't going to quit until every dirty cocksucker's in the ground. The new aid would likely be attached to an omnibus spending bill. They love that word, omnibus spending bill. You ain't got no authority for an omnibus spending bill, son of a bitch. You don't have authority to fucking hold goddamn meeting. You have no foundation for your organization because your goddamn constitution is no fucking good. We the people did not consent to it. And we don't want what you're doing. It's going to get you killed. The new aid would likely be attached to an omnibus spending bill, an unnamed Republican senator told NBC that the legislation would make $12 billion of Ukraine aid that was included in a recent stopgap funding bill look like pocket change. I mean, we're just sitting here fucking watching it. We could go over there and just fucking, we could go with our bare hands and just beat the fuck out of that whole bunch, kick their ass all the way out across the tarmac, onto the fucking plane, get them back over here, kick their ass back down the goddamn fucking ramp, out across the tarmac, fucking put them in a goddamn truck, take them over to a fucking common law court, try them and hang them in a day. But we gotta do it. We're watching our fucking country crumble. Has anybody no fucking goddamn balls out there anymore? NBC, $12 billion of Ukraine. Pff, fuck you. News of the plan comes after House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, suggested that Ukraine aid may be more difficult to pass in a GOP majority House. Why? They all shit through the same hole. It's for the fucking Jews. You really believe that for one second? The only way this fucking stops is if we go out there and physically fucking stop it, people. If we have a war! Republicans have insisted that most in the party support shipping billions in aid to Ukraine and that concerns are more over the lack of oversight. And what you're talking about, you're talking about a handful. We've got 400 million people in this country by now, and you got to know it. But here's just a handful of little motherfuckers just handing out goddamn money like they can. They can't. They do not have the jurisdictional authority. They are goddamn criminals by definition of the fucking law. And they know it. And yet they do it, and you know it. And yet you sit there and fucking take it. Instead of saying that you stop or we shoot. So far, the Biden administration has not asked Congress for more Ukraine aid. President Biden, there ain't no fucking president, on Thursday said that he was, quote, worried a Republican majority House would cut Ukraine aid, signaling that we can't be cutting. I mean, hey guys, man, do you really think they're going to cut the aid? When they're going over there, there are no Democrats and Republicans over in Ukraine. They're just fucking gangsters. Heads of fucking goddamn houses of repute. And they sit down at a fucking table and they divide it up. You think that any of them is going to go, we should stop this? Hell no, they ain't. They need to be punished. They need it all taken away from them. And they need to be fucking hung by the neck until they are dead, dead, dead. Over in Ukraine, David Arakamani, Khamenei, I don't give a fuck what you are, you piece of shit. The leader of Zelensky's servants, the leader of Zelensky's servant of the people party, servant of the, that's a good one. Excuse me. Party in parliament was, said he was shocked by McCarthy's comments. Just a few weeks ago, our delegation visited the United States and had a meeting with Mr. McCarthy where we were assured that bipartisan support for Ukraine, just so you know, bipartisan support, they can just, hey, let's just say we give all the money to one motherfucker, man. Let's just give it all to Joe Biden. I mean, if we got bipartisan support, that's totally lawful, right? No, it ain't, by God. They never had the authority to take the goddamn resource from us in the first place. They did not do so through any due process of the law. They have taken our fucking wealth without fucking giving us due process of the law, and they have fucking doled it out to foreign fucking kings and stuffed their own fucking pockets in the process. That's what's fucking happened here. Anyways, guys, I'm about wore down, as you can imagine, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for more Patriot broadcast from the trenches. And I mean, that, don't you go back and get that story on them fucking guns, and make sure you understand. And them fuckers come, they ain't no goddamn, you ain't, there's no negotiating. It's fucking bullets. Bullets till it's over. And that is the word from the trenches.